Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
That's right. Welcome.
It is Monday for you all, but it is Thursday, so we haven't even got to the weekend yet.
Oh my gosh, you know when this is going to air? MLK.
Oh, it is. Yes.
Yeah, we get right back from Christmas break into 3-day weekend.
Okay, I was not stoked on that. I mean, I'm stoked on MLK Day for sure.
Obviously.
But the fact that the kids have another day off, it's like, wait, what?
I know.
It's so soon. Can't we just push it one more weekend in January? But I wanted to tell you these two funny stories. So I went two different places. And after watching White Lotus and staying in hotels, I kind of have this like thing where I look at everybody that's staying there and I have some sort of story for them, you know?
Oh, I get like, that.
Mm-hmm. And when we were checking into our hotel over New Year's, there was a dude and his what looked like to be son, but I guess it could have been assistant, but it was like a 50 something year old man with a 30 year old man. No, he was probably more like 23. Okay.
Okay.
Guy and two ladies. Now, the ladies looked scantily clad. Like very, very scantily clad. One had obvious butt implants.
Okay.
And so I was like, wow, okay. The dad is bringing his son and they're hooking up and they're hookups, right? On this trip, which is very White Lotus.
Yes.
If you want to ask me.
Okay.
Well, then I see them at the New Year's party and the dad is with both the chicks. Like your sister wives situation.
Okay. That's not exactly how sister wives works. I apologize to all of you people out there that are like, excuse me. It is a covenant to Tabitha.
I don't watch sister wives, but this is what I
she doesn't know. Forgive her. She doesn't know.
This is what I think. If you have multiple wives, this is how it goes. So I don't know what the son is doing or the assistant or whoever he was.
He's
so,
probably the assistant. That nobody's taking their son for that.
Yeah, right. That would be kind of extra. Except in White Lotus, he took the nephew.
Yes, but he hid it. Okay, but yeah. Anywho, okay, well, I had a piece of business going down with so crimey happening in my hood.
What?
First of all, a car on my street apparently got the glass was smashed out of it. Somebody broke into a car.
Did they leave their purse or their diaper bag or something?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. It was all clean. I mean, I'm oblivious to everything, but it's the talk of the neighborhood.
Yeah, well, that happened over here in a park. Some lady was parked and just yesterday, the car was right behind her. Somebody snatched her purse out of the car, out of her car without her even seeing. And it was literally parked behind where she was sitting.
Okay, well, let me tell you this. So later that day, I go to the Trader Joe's and I see two detectives. And I mean, they were good. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing wrong with a man in uniform,
good
but
looking.
There is something extra hot when they're in like, they were in like, you know, like a, a dress shirt and pants, but they got the little badge down on the belt. It's like, that's hot, right? So I'm like, whoo. And they've got clipboards and everything. And so I'm wondering what is going on? Somebody going to get arrested right in front of me? What is happening? What's going on with the detectives outside? And he's like, what? Plays dumb. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I don't know. He's like, maybe somebody got their wallet stolen or something. I was like,
no.
I say to the guy, no, these are like big deal detectives, you know, like the ones on TV, you know? Mm-hmm. And he said, whatever, just the wallet thing, whatever. Okay, so then I'm perusing around and the detectives come in the store and they take the guy I was talking to into the back room. And okay. I look at him like, what's up? He looks at me like, not going to tell you, lady.
Okay. So funny that
like,
I say that.
He just got me. He got me good. He knows something is going down.
Yes. And he is involved. That's the thing.
I know. So then the egg section is real close to the stock room where they were all talking.
Yeah.
And I stood around there for a long time looking at eggs, trying to get a piece of information. But then I had to go pick up my kids from school. So I couldn't.
Oh, you got to find out. But so when you were telling me this and he was like, oh, it's just like some wallet situation, there was some sort of assault that happened. I think they took him in the back. Something big happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he seemed like a very nice guy. I don't think he assaulted anyone. Oh, I just think he knows about something. I'm a very good judge of character. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, I hate the fact that I get judged for being nosy because everybody really wants to be, right?
Yes, everybody wants to be. You should get up on that Facebook page and be like, what is going on at the Trader Joe's? Get the information. You need to keep us updated.
So I was checking out and this particular checker that I enjoy was talking to me and I was buying tequila, shock, right? And she's like, oh, I just love this tequila because of George Clooney and Cindy Crawford. Isn't she so beautiful? I'm like, oh, you know, I've seen her in person. She really is beautiful. Mm-hmm. She said, you know who else is beautiful but is a total bitch? Vanessa Bryant.
No, don't and say I was, that.
Oh, I know. I was about to kill her. I'm like, oh, I cannot believe you are saying that.
I'm so sad about that situation.
I don't believe it. Okay. I don't believe it. So some other checker comes over, like they must have overheard it and was like, oh my God, like code red, whatever, like started bagging up my groceries. It's like, we got to get this lady out of here. We got to make this whole situation go away. I was like, don't you? Oh, I mean, I didn't say anything. I just was like, looked at her like in shock. I was going to cry.
Oh gosh. No, I can kind of see it. She's
got no, you can't. No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can. Mm-mm. I can. Mm-mm. But yeah, I can. Sorry, not sorry. Mm-mm. Anyways, you have a story to tell us about a bitchy lady or a douchebag dude?
Oh, I do have a story to tell you about a bitchy lady. How appropriate.
Okay. Well, let's get to it.
Tell it. Okay. Okay, today's case takes place in Pulaski, Tennessee. Pulaski is a real cute small town, about 9,000 people. It's just a little over an hour outside of Nashville.
Oh, that sounds actually dreamy.
Okay. Well, based on real estate, I think it's kind of up and coming. I see a lot of obvious flips in the $300,000 to $600,000 range.
Lips?
Flips.
Oh, like, flips. Oh.
You know, like somebody's obviously bought it.
Oh,
bought
yeah.
You know, you can always tell when they
flip them. They have like nice new kitchen and wood floors.
Yeah.
And only 300,000?
Well, 300,000 to 600,000, which is not cheap unless you're from California, then that's real cheap.
Yeah. You know what somebody told me today or not today, sorry, the other day at Bunko, she was like, I told her that I came from California. I said, oh, I still feel kind of new here too. And she goes, because she just moved to the area. She's like, oh, you're one of those that made it impossible for me to buy a house here. That's exactly how she told me to. I was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't get the warm and fuzzies, by the way. I was like, oh, okay, sorry. I don't know what to say to you.
Yeah, I think blame COVID. Like, yeah, don't take it up with me. Everyone moved everywhere. Everyone is displaced.
I was like, my kids couldn't go to school. Sorry. Yeah. Had to get out.
So, anywho, Tennessee is trendy. Yes. Just like Texas and Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe Idaho less so now.
Maybe Idaho less so. Oh, isn't that the worst? That is the worst, right? Well, I have resigned myself to stay in California. I've come to terms.
Unfortunately.
I'm an ocean hoe. Got to be seeing the water.
Okay.
All right. So we're
in Tennessee. Okay. Now we're outside. Yes. It's like $600,000 to buy a real fancy house.
Okay. So anyhow, back in 1990 in Pulaski, Tennessee, that was home to Larry and Marianne Hughes. They had been married for 17 years and were living the empty nester's dream. The backstory on Larry and Marianne is that this was the second marriage for both of them. Marianne had three boys from her previous marriage, and Larry had a daughter. Larry's daughter lived most of the year with her mother in Sweet Home Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, Alabama.
But she spent holidays and summers with her dad and stepfamily on the 100-acre farm in Pulaski they called home. And she says it was idyllic. Rolling hills, streams all over, right? Why? The reason we all want to move to Tennessee, right?
Right.
Except bad weather. But it is land of Dollywood. So it would be on one of my top choices, I think.
Okay.
Anywho, Larry and Marianne were both well-liked in the community. In addition to their farm, they were part owners in the local hardware store, and they both worked there. You know, people at hardware stores be chatty. That is one of my favorite places to chat it up, actually.
You are such a chatter. It's so funny because like at school drop-off and pickup, you are not the chatty type, but at the grocery store and the hardware store, you are.
Oh yeah, I like strangers more than people I know. That's true.
That's how my grandma was too.
People I know make me insecure. Yeah. Oh,
gosh. Okay.
Okay. So you can imagine it being a small town, both working at the hardware store, like people knew them. Okay. Larry in particular was known, from what I gather, for just being a real genuine character. Side note, he also had a unique trait, being that he only had one hand. Mm-hmm. He tragically lost his hand in a meat grinder when he was 19.
Oh, gosh. Okay. That's very tragic.
Yeah. His friends say it didn't stop him and that he could do more with one hand than most people can do with two. And I mean, sounds like it. Between the hardware store and the farm, Larry was a busy, hardworking guy. As it was, one Wednesday, which was Larry's day off at the hardware store, Marianne went into work. She rode there with another employee, which I get it. I mean, you live with your husband. You don't need to be working the same days. That's a lot of husband time, right? Yeah. And carpooling, you know, that's just smart.
They have children?
Oh, they are empty nesters. All the children are grown and gone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So when Marianne got home, Larry wasn't there. She said she noticed right away that the livestock had not been fed. So she thought, you know, what the fudge, Larry? What's he too busy doing that he can't be feeding the livestock? So she calls her brother and they go out driving, looking around for him. And when there was still no word from Larry the following day, she called the police to report him missing. She tells police she doesn't know what to think. The night before she last saw him, they went out to dinner, had a real nice time. They ate chicken and salad and peaches. healthy, right? I like mm-hmm. it. But she also mentions that she suspects Larry could be out there running around with another woman.
Oh, she thinks he's a cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater?
That's what she says. And she also says his 22 is missing as well.
Wouldn't you know?
Wouldn't you know? So at this point, friends and family are notified Larry's missing. And the whole idea, Marianne, is spreading that he just run off with some lady isn't sitting well with them.
You they did think, another case like this where like, remember, I can't remember which one, but it's like, they're like, no, oh, I did it. It's the one from Brazil.
And they can't believe it.
He must have ran off with his mistress.
With a lady. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Okay. So at this point, friends and family are notified Larry is missing. And the whole idea Marianne is spreading that he just run off with some lady isn't sitting well with them. They think she's got it all wrong. That would just be too out of character for Larry. So they organize search parties to start looking for him on his land and surrounding areas. The theory amongst his friends, which I mean, makes sense to me, was maybe he had a heart attack or got injured and was trapped or something, right? You know, mm-hmm. 100 acres, a lot of land, right? Mm-hmm. When Larry's daughter, Benet, got word, she drove up to Pulaski from Birmingham and knowing, as she says, that her father was a creature of habit, she went to his drawer where he put his watch and ring and wallet and keys every day when he got home. I mean, God bless him, right? My husband never puts his keys or anything in the same place.
Ever, ever. My husband never, ever. And then it's like my fault that they're missing.
That they're missing. Yeah. It's been my fault when I've hung them up.
Because you put them where they should go.
Yeah, where I put my keys every day. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I feel like I have to do that just to keep my sanity. Because I would lose them. Well, anyways, so Benet goes and looks in her daddy's drawer. And what she found was all of those things were still there. So she's thinking something must be wrong because he wouldn't have left the house without those things. You know, like you don't run off without your wallet. So, you know, not surprisingly, the search party doesn't end up finding Larry, and concern for his well-being is growing. And so the police ask the public for help if anyone has seen Larry. A woman calls in and says, yes, she saw him after he was reported missing in Franklin, Tennessee, which is about 45 minutes away, out to dinner with an unidentified woman. And remember, Larry's real easy to identify because he's a really big guy with one hand. Okay?
Yeah.
So after police hear that, they kind of just stop looking for him.
Because they're like, oh, he's just out with his mistress. She was right.
Yeah. Right? Well, the news of Larry out to dinner with another woman sent Marianne into like, I told you so kind of fury. Neighbors ended up calling the police because she lost her damn mind in the form of being seen outside burning their mattress. So this is kind of alarming. So police came by to chat with her about what's with the mattress burning. And she said, for all she knew, Larry had done the no pants dance on it with someone else. And she wanted no part of that in her house anymore.
So she burned the mattress?
Yeah. And police thought,
kind of makes sense, right?
Right.
You're like,
can't blame her.
Did you find him in your bed doing it with the chick? Then I would burn the mattress.
Yeah. I mean,
with him on it. No.
Right. You know, it kind of like reminds me of that song, Garth Brooks, Thunder Road, which I was listening to in the car with my husband the other day. Because of all the rain. And he's like, oh, yeah, perfect, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I don't really like this song. You know, it's about cheating. He had no idea.
Well, Garth was a cheater pumpkin eater also.
Listen, I know all about it. I told him, I had to tell my husband the whole story about everything. The ex-wife, Sandy, Garth asking permission to marry Trisha. He needed me to school him.
He's not a country boy after all.
No, he is not. And you know what that song, what pisses me off about that song, although I do love Garth, is he talks about her walking around in her flannel nightgown. I would be more mad about that, painting me as the portrait of some, you know,
flannel wearing nightgown lady.
Yeah. Than you out banging somebody else.
Even though you are probably the flannel wearing nightgown lady. I mean, you're wearing a flannel right now.
I am. I wear sweats and a t-shirt.
Oh, that's even better.
Even hotter.
Maybe it was one of those hot flannels that like go up the side, like cuts all the way up to like your crotch.
No,
area.
I don't think so. No. I'm picturing one of those things with like the doyle in
the
front.
The moo-moo.
Yeah. Anyways, just saying. Okay, so back to the investigation. It was at this point kind of stalled because everyone thinks that Larry's just having like a midlife crisis kind of thing and he'll turn up. Eventually, he's just out getting some strange kind of momentarily, okay? But sadly, 16 days after Larry was reported missing, some young boys were walking along a wooded area when they smelled something awful. So, as young boys do, they went exploring and discovered the body of Larry Hughes. He had been left naked in a ditch with two bullet wounds to the head. Okay, so now the investigation gets serial because they have a homicide on their hands. They want to determine right away how long has Larry been dead. His remains were autopsied, and how that helped investigators determine how long Larry had been dead for was what was found in the contents of his stomach. Chicken salad and peaches. Sound familiar?
Yes.
That was the last meal he had with Marianne, right?
She shouldn't have told them that.
Right? So now things are starting to look a little sus in her direction because they say your stomach contents only stay intact for 8 hours. And Miss Marianne said she saw Larry at 5:30 a.m. having coffee before she left for work. But if Larry was still alive at 5:30 a.m., that meal would have already been digested and unrecognizable. Mm-hmm. Also, it's not making sense that he was seen with another woman the following day in Franklin. Well,
who called on that?
They revisited the woman who saw him and determined she had her days mixed up. And when she saw a picture of Marianne, she stated, oh yeah, that's who I saw Larry with. Okay,
so Sam, cheater pumpkin eater.
Yes, Marianne burned the mattress for nothing. Or was she doing it to destroy evidence?
No, she wouldn't do that.
Well, that's what investigators started thinking. So now they start looking deeper into if she had any motivation to off dear Larry. They learned life at the home of Larry and Marianne had not been without some tension lately. Turns out, Marianne's sons, particularly her son Tim, felt some kind of way since the boy's father, Marianne's first husband, had passed and Marianne and Larry had used the inheritance for their farm, and the boys didn't feel that was very fair. They all kind of went back and forth, and Tim felt entitled to the money. And at some point, Larry said, fine, he was going to sell the farm and everyone would get their inheritance. But I think he just said that to like shut him up because he changed his mind and decided not to sell the farm. And Tim, he no like that. Word on the street was Tim had been known to say, that he'd like to put a bullet in Larry's head and dump his body, which is quite a coincidence, seeing that that's how Larry's life ended up ending.
Okay, true.
Okay, true. Right, so naturally, detectives go talk to Tim. But he was ruled out along with his brothers because they actually all had solid alibis. Tim was in Birmingham with Larry's daughter, Monet. But still, they felt like Larry's killer was close to home because they were able to recover the bullets that killed Larry, and they matched the shells they found on Larry's target range from his .22.
So what you're saying is it's his own gun that killed him.
Yes, yes. Well, they don't know 100%, but yes, the .22 is the same damn gun that is missing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, detective also had reason to question Marianne's account of events because she had told investigators originally that her and Larry had gone to bed at 10:30 p.m. the night before Larry went missing. But when they looked at her phone records, they found two calls to Marianne's brother, Rex, around 1:30 a.m. Well, that's unusual. So they brought Rex in for questioning and asked him, "What do you got to talk to your sister about in the middle of the night?" And at first he said, "Oh, I was actually talking to Larry. He was real upset about the state of his marriage." And then he stopped short of himself and said, "Well, wait, what if I don't want to say nothing?" And they said, "Well, then we're done talking." And he said, "Well, I guess we're done talking. The theory was, according to investigators, was that Marianne had shot Larry. But with Larry being such a large guy, he was like 250 pounds, she needed her brother's help to move him. What they said in the press conference was, and I quote, "You know, friends will help you move, but family will help you move a body." Mm-hmm. Words of wisdom.
This is true. Although I don't know if I called any one of my family members and told them I had a body.
You better call me. Yeah.
They would not be helping.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So sounding like a pretty plausible theory. Plus, there was a little bit of life insurance. They gave both Marianne and her brother Rex polygraph texts and... Did I say polygraph texts?
I think you did say polygraph. Text, yeah.
Polygraph tests. And Marianne failed. But Rex passed. Right? Surprise, surprise. And then something happened that I would say caused detectives to lose their focus on Marianne. And that was that they received a tip from an inmate that these two recently incarcerated men called the Bondurant brothers, that were actually really sick, twisted serial killers, which I looked into them. I think they're like too twisted for me to even do a case about.
I don't like that. I can't.
It's pretty bad.
Those, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, this inmate said that the Bondurant brothers were responsible for killing Larry. So they started looking into that possibility. Eventually, they determined that the inmate was just taking gossip and trying to see if he could exchange it for a reduced sentence for himself. Which, you know, that happens.
Oh, I'm doing a case right now where this chick tried to do that too. And it's like, you know,
I get it.
I guess it's they don't get in trouble after they lie about it. Yeah. Or do they? I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, if you're in jail for life anyway, it's like, what's the, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Pay client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing, involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck, because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Well, for reasons I cannot find an explanation for, they just never circled back to Marianne. And years went by. Poor Benet, Larry's daughter, was sick about it. She watched Marianne transform into a now makeup-wearing, good-time-having lady instead of, you know, like the sad, grieving widow. And she didn't want to believe that her stepmother was responsible for the death of her father, but at the same time, she wanted whoever was responsible to be held accountable. So she kept bugging the police. But after a year or so, she stopped and they stopped looking. I mean, you can't really blame her. I mean, that's got to be like so exhausting, following up on something like that time and again.
Mm-hmm.
So it took them 25 years to start looking again, but they did. A cold case detective started to re-examine the case, and all roads still pointed to Marianne.
I can't believe it took 25 years. So Marianne's just living it up.
She's living it up. Yeah. Well, but with the crime scene, which, you know, was obviously the house, okay, never really being processed, there wasn't much evidence to re-examine for this detective. But he says, what the heck? I'm just going to go buy the house that Marianne has now sold years ago and talk to the new owners and ask them if they ever came across anything that might help with my investigation. Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you, this is my favorite part of the story. So the police go to this guy, Richard Pierce's house, and tell him the story. And he says, oh, yeah. I heard all the rumors about how Larry might have been killed here. As a matter of fact, when I pulled up the carpet to put in hardwood floors, I said to my wife, this must be the spot where Larry died because there's a whole lot of blood.
Oh, my God.
Okay. To which detective said, did you save any of that? And he said, nah. They asked him, well, why didn't you say, call the police? And he said, well, I just figured you'd done doing all the investigating you were going to do.
Well, I mean, he's not really wrong about that.
Well, holy shit, though, right? I mean.
Where did we say this crime took place at again?
Pulaski, Tennessee. You have got to be calling the police. You know someone was murdered in the house, most likely, and you find blood evidence.
You probably should.
You need to call the police. Call the police. You need to. Okay.
You know, were you in that? No, you were not in that cab with us. There was this cab I was in Florida, and it was in a minivan, and I got in the very back, and I lifted up the little, like, I saw something. So I lifted up the thing that was covering the carpet, and dude, it looked like a fucking bloodbath.
And did you call the police? And say somebody, my driver might have been transporting a body?
No, because you guys all think I freaking call the police on like way too much. So no, but I was like, hey, this looks real sus to the people I was in the car with. And then my husband started being like, is there a big blood splatter in the back of your car? My wife thinks there's a lot of blood back here.
Yeah.
I'm like, get me the F out of this car before I am part of this bloodbath.
Right.
So, yeah. No, I didn't. Because what am I going to do? Like, I don't know. Should I have called the police? Now I'm going to get shit for that from people.
I don't know. I would like to reserve judgment because I was not there.
It could have been a coffee spill.
I'd like to base it on the actual
it could have been
driving
wine.
The car too. Well, if it could have been wine. Yeah. And you do have a history of calling the police. So I can sort of see that. I also can see your husband rolling his eyes like, oh God, here we go again.
Well, they're all like, okay, of course you think it's blood. You do a true crime podcast. You think every... thing as a crime scene.
Mm-hmm. Well, ideally, maybe you just take a little, I don't know.
Well, no, you know what? Let me tell you something else that happened. I was at a bar recently and I overheard this dude talking. And he was talking about how he was going to kill somebody. And I didn't know if he was like serious or if he was joking, but I did take a lot of mental notes on this.
Oh yeah, she told me all about this. Yes,
because I wanted to be, you know, like
you want to come forward. Okay, well, I agree with that.
Hopefully, he was just a douchebag talking out of his ass, which most likely he was. You know, he was like 20.
A lot of people are. Yeah, guys be saying dumb stuff when they're that age. Well, let me tell you, I mean, I sort of think that maybe this Richard wishes he would have told the police at the time because since he didn't tell the police at the time when he was putting in the hardwood floors, they got a search warrant for his home and they dug all the way into the subfloor below the hardwood. So that's got to be inconvenient, right? Wouldn't you like to just get this all over with while you're already doing some construction?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they don't put that shit back together, man.
No, they don't put that shit back together. So it's like, bam, should have called. Okay. They only need a little bit. Well, anyways, 25 years later, they found Larry's blood.
They found it.
In the subfloor. That is like, there had to have been a lot of blood to have soaked all the way through.
It, by the way, I'm thinking that it probably took 25 years for them to identify that blood as Larry's. You know what I'm saying? Like, when did this crime occur?
1990. Okay, so we all know it's Larry's blood, right?
Yeah.
But they had no way to prove that it was Larry's blood because they did not have his DNA.
Does he have children himself?
He has children himself.
Okay.
But they wanted 100% to know that it was, you know, show that it was Larry's, not like a relative of Larry's, whatever. So they exhumed his body.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were going there.
They got his daughter's approval. Yeah, they're going there. Okay. So they did that and they got a sample of his DNA. And when they got their match, they went and tracked down Marianne, who was now 69 years old. They did this in 2015. So she was arrested and charged for the murder of her husband, Larry. And after she was taken into custody, they decided to swing by her brother Rex's place and inform him that they arrested his sister. And according to the detective, the first words that came out of his mouth were, "Are y'all fixing to arrest me too?" To which the detective responded, "No, not today." Yeah.
They don't have any evidence against him. But it seems like he got away with that polygraph.
I think that detective wanted to, you know, shake him up, right?
Yeah, well, he did.
Well, the truth is that they didn't arrest Rex ever.
Yeah, no, they don't.
I like that name, Rex. Okay, well.
Oh, my friend Trisha's son is named Rex.
It's a good name. Yeah.
It's cute.
Rex has never been charged in association with Larry's murder, and he won't be.
He's
dead. He passed in 2020. And also, even if he was alive, the Giles County Police Department feels the closure owed to Larry's family was given to them. And charging Rex was not necessary because they charged Marianne. Everybody should just be happy about that.
I think that's 100% true. I think that Rex was just helping his sister. She called him and she's like, "I just killed Rex. I don't know, or I just killed Larry and I don't know what to do." And Rex is like, "Oh shit, damn, sis, what the fuck?" And then had to take his wheelbarrow and get him and dump him. Yes, he shouldn't have done that. And he should have called the police on his sister, but he didn't. And I don't think he had any part of the murder.
Well, I would agree with you. I don't think he had any part of the murder. I mean, I think you can tell because it doesn't seem like it was very planned out. I think it just happened spontaneously.
Yeah, and she should feel real lucky.
She's mad at Larry that he's been fighting with her sons. You know, that'll mm-hmm. get people going. And so they got into some argument.
And she's like, "I'm just going to take him out."
Yeah.
Then my sons get everything and wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. She thought, "I'll solve this."
Yeah.
Let's stop all the arguing.
Well, I just cannot believe she lived so long outside of prison. I mean, she should be thanking her lucky stars.
Oh, well, wait till you hear the rest of the story. Okay. So this part does not sit well with me, but I do understand it on some level. Okay. Well, it does seem like they would have had a whole lot of evidence to make a case against Marianne at trial. But 25 years later, they didn't really, because unfortunately, key pieces like the bullets had been lost. And witnesses, you know, that could have said, like, "She seemed kind of shady," or, you know, whatever, they'd been arguing and stuff like that, they had all died or forgot shit if they were still with us.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to offer Marianne a plea deal for manslaughter in 2019.
She got like 5 years.
She took it. Oh, well, you cannot blame her because it was a pretty sweet deal. She accepted a guilty plea in exchange for time served.
Shut up.
Yeah, and 10 years probation. And now she is a free woman.
Marianne is the luckiest lady alive, dude.
She is a lucky lady. And okay, so
I would be buying that $1 billion.
I'm not 100%. She is a woman in her late 70s at this point. And I suspect I know where she is living, but I could not get a good verification on that. But mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure she's still with us.
I'm sure she is.
Yeah.
She's got
remarried or anything. I mean, it's very tragic.
Wow. That's crazy.
She did it all for the money. Oh.
You know, all I could think of is that chick song. Marianne and Wanda were the best of friends.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right? Marianne.
But Larry didn't have to die. He doesn't seem that bad.
No, Larry didn't have to die, but I don't think he was an earl.
No, Larry
but
was no
she
Earl.
Clearly thought he was. And unfortunately, she didn't feed him the black-eyed peas. And so there was evidence.
Yeah, so there was evidence. Anyways, oh, it also, I mean, this is karma for you too. So, you know, I mentioned there was a little bit of life insurance, but the truth is when it came down to the brass tacks, as they say, it had been laid out so that because Larry was a part owner in the hardware store, most of that life insurance policy went to pay off his portion. Mm-hmm. He had an agreement. And so she didn't really get a whole lot of money.
She probably didn't know about that little
I don't
clause.
Think she did her homework. Yeah. So, I mean, and the whole thing was only for $100,000. So, I mean.
Oh, yeah. For sure. That all went to the hardware store.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that was a good one, Gretch. Unfortunate for Larry. You know,
well, some, yeah.
I feel bad when those good ones have to go.
I feel like it must have just torn apart the whole family because you got to imagine Marianne's sons stood by her. And yes. I think that Larry's daughter had a good relationship with her stepbrothers, which is kind of unusual, but I can't imagine she did after that because
no way.
She was like, your mama killed my daddy.
Yeah, there's no way.
That doesn't make for a fun Christmas dinner.
No, it doesn't. I can't imagine Marianne also inviting Larry's daughter to Christmas dinner after she just offed her dad.
Yeah.
So she must not have had a really good relationship with her.
Well, she said they got along just fine until she started seeing her
whooping it up after the dad
whooping
left,
it up. Or, and she thought that's not right.
Yeah. That is odd. Okay, so I wanted to tell you guys all, thank you for so much for being our Patreon members. We have a lot of new ones. And if you are not yet or an Apple bonus subscriber and you want to hear more of us, every single Thursday, you get another 45 minutes or so of Gretch and I. Most of the time, it's us talking about current crimes and up getting you up to date on shit that's going down in the world. Every month, Gretchen also does a true, well, actually this month I did the crime on the Idaho murders, but most months Gretchen tells us a true crime story. And also, if you haven't followed us on Housewives of True Crime group on Facebook, please do so. You can comment. Nobody will see what you have to say except for the people in the group, which is kind of fun. So your mom or your sister or your aunt doesn't see that you really are obsessed with true crime. And if you are obsessed and your friends are too, please tell them about us. We are trying to grow in 2023, and that is the best way is by referral, as you know. And I think that's all for today, Gretchy Poo. Okay. Clinkety clink.
Clink, clink.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.